McLean County law enforcement agencies reported an average amount of gun violence in 2020. Bloomington police say there were 27 shooting incidents last year. The five-year average is 28. The three-year average is 25. Police in Normal recorded 30 gun cases in 2020 compared to 31 in 2019. Shots fired dropped slightly in Normal. That contrasts with neighboring communities, which saw significant gun violence increases in 2020. By mid-year, Champaign had nearly doubled its gun cases compared to the same 6 months in 2019. Peoria saw a 40% increase in gun incidents, though a slight drop in homicides. Bloomington police spokesperson John Furman cautions against making too much of trends in other communities.
You know, Bloomington's a unique city, just like Champaign, just like Peoria or Decatur. You know, there's different income levels, different businesses, different cultures. It's just hard to compare.
Yet, Bloomington Normal numbers run counter to the national trend as well, which saw substantial increases in gun deaths and injuries and the highest death toll in 20 years. That tally from the Gun Violence Archive does not include suicides. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp says teasing out reasons for the discrepancy is not easy.
You know, anytime you talk about criminal justice and social science, there are so many different factors that weigh in that I don't know that any one factor is you can draw a causal connection to any one factor.
Police agencies report no impact from the pandemic on gun violence in Bloomington Normal. There were drops in gun incidents during the early months of the pandemic, but those are typically months with low activity anyway. By summer, shots fired incidents had increased to regular levels. Bloomington Police spokesperson John Furman says law enforcement plays a part in keeping numbers stable.
We could have one person commit, you know, 10 or 12 shootings. So just because the number's there, there could mean there's only, you know, 5 or 10 shooters if they do it multiple times, which most of our shootings occur, and it's 15 to 20 people, not just random, you know, teenagers or whoever.
Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner agrees and says work in earlier years may have affected last year.
You know, sometimes you'll have a lull in a particular situation. You can't underestimate the fact. I know it's not overly popular, but if you have individuals that are the trigger people on these types of cases, it's not uncommon that when you remove them from the streets, that your cases go down.
The supply of guns also impacts the level of violence. State's Attorney Don Knapp.
I see some incredible work by the Sheriff's Department, by NPD's proactive unit, by the Street Crimes Unit in BPD that, they look for opportunities to get illegal guns off the street.
Bloomington police seized 48 guns last year. Knapp says prevention is also a big part of reducing gun violence.
With the help of entities like the Jewel Foundation and Andrew Held at City Life and Linda Foster at the NAACP or the Boys and Girls Club, it's to get high-risk youth especially some help to try and turn them on a different track than picking up a gun.
Knapp says his office gets frequent calls from ministers, youth agencies, and the NAACP asking for interventions before crimes get committed, and he says it works the other way, too.
What can the state's attorney's office do to make sure this kid has every chance, be it deferred prosecution, be it knocking down charges? And those are the conversations and the support that we have mutually. We talk quite a bit.
The pandemic has put a twist on youth intervention efforts, according to Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner.
I know for Juvenile Justice Council, the summer jobs program, I know that Youth Build, certainly they continued with that program, but they had to move to a virtual component of it. So, you know, that was made it a little bit more difficult to have, you know, than having the true in-person.
And though the Twin Cities avoided the gun violence increases seen across the nation last year, Bleichner says the pandemic may contribute to future potential increases because youth intervention needs to be ongoing and personal, not virtual, to remain effective.
I don't know that we could do that long term. I think we would start to see, you know, repercussions and additional problems, especially with youth.
Bloomington Normal does have one thing in common with the rest of the nation. The gun violence disproportionately affects Black and Brown communities. I'm Charlie Schlenker.